Rosalie Parker. Waiting. Narrated by Carl Mason. All through August, Abigail looked out for the ship, counting the masts on each vessel and reading their names before they reached the harbour. But as summer faded to autumn, she could no longer face standing for hours each day on the harbour wall with the other women in their shawls and clocks, their anxious camaraderie draining into one common pot of longing. It was enough that every few days she came to the harbour to wait. The company relied on shipping tea back to England as soon as the leaves had been picked, dried, and rushed from the Chinese hills to Shanghai. In the first tea of the season lay the biggest profit, but the Clipper, challenger of the seas, was several weeks late. The opportunity had passed, and Abigail could not prevent her mind from wandering over the ocean, searching the waves for whatever could have happened to Carsten. They had come to an understanding the previous summer, secretly, as Abigail's father did not approve of Carsten, even though he was a captain, the youngest in the company. Carsten had at first talked of taking her back to Norway and told her stories about growing up there with his friends. Before he left for Shanghai, he promised that he would talk again to her father, although neither of them admitted to the other that they doubted he could change his mind. As the time of the voyage approached, Carsten began to meet her less often on the shore. When he did, his eyes focused far out to sea. At any moment, the missing ship might scythe across the bay and tack into the harbour. In that instant, all the longing, the hoping, the waiting would, she prayed, be over and forgotten.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?